And talking about chocolate hills and gorgeous valleys and inspirational landscapes, we've got Paige Woplington in the studio right now from Redesign Interiors, you know, Happier by Design. And Paige has taken on an interesting project with Life and Style, because we are moving into a new space, which is not really new. We've been doing podcasts forever, but now we're going into the vodcast podcast space. So the opportunity to put video podcasts together in a fresh environment. And welcome to you, Paige, on this happy Tuesday morning, Happier by Design Tuesday morning. I just get that mic in front of you. It was interesting. We schlepped you across to the empty space that we are hoping to fill with wonder and said, create something. And then you looked at us with a twinkle in the eye, and we thought, well, it's going to be interesting. So what is your first thought?
So first thoughts are, I was trying to get something about you guys to represent into that space. And one of the things you were saying in our meeting was that there's so much more than just the online and print media. You guys do so much more involved in your business. So I took that as a layering kind of inspiration and thought, how can we represent that inside the space? So I've taken the ampersand from your logo, and we're going to use that and create a more space. Everything more.
So, and more.
And more.
And that's not all.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you do that?
So, one of the ideas was to maybe create a backdrop for the video cast area where everybody will be sitting, and use the ampersand and cut that out of different media that you guys produce, out of magazines and newspapers and whatnot, and create like a layered background with different colors from the different magazines, and it'll actually end up giving us acoustic properties too, which are important inside the space.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Now, designing space for the look is always interesting, because when you're talking about a video or a movie set, because essentially that's what a vodcast space is, you get the overall impression when you walk into a television studio or a video or a movie set, and generally speaking, there's a lot of paraphernalia that is not going to be presented to the viewer. Yeah. So you have the big space, and then you have the small space, the space that the lens sees and focuses on. Have you given some thought to that?
Yeah, so you know, we need to make sure that we have the right lighting and those sorts of things inside that space. And I think it's really important as well for when somebody's coming in to feel comfortable when they walk into that space. And make sure that they can go in and go, okay, cool, I'm comfortable, I can sit, I can chat, I'm comfortable in that space.
See, that is so important. And although this is a very artificial environment, generally speaking, the media creates artificial environments because technology tends to be kind of intrusive, you know. You've got to take a radio studio like this, you've got a whole bunch of microphones, you've got monitors, you've got strange acoustic panels on, and you've got lights that are not necessarily warm and friendly, but functional, because you've got to see clearly. And then you walk in and you're kind of nervous if you're, you know, being interviewed, because you don't know what questions are going to be, and are you going to come across. So all of that, it creates a very tense environment.
Yeah.
And, of course, the design ethos can take the already tense situation and play with it and work with it, which I presume is what you're trying to do.
Yeah, we definitely don't want the space to look like an interrogation room, right? Like, you want people to come in and go, okay, they can sit down, they can be comfortable, it kind of looks like home, you know, it's not a bad space to be in.
Yeah. It's also quite an interesting thing that because I suppose it's fair to say the shop front is as important as the goods that are being purveyed. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's also important. The overall view for the passerby, or the person looking through the main portals to this place.
Yes.
It almost visually needs to tell a story. And what kind of story are you going to be telling?
So I think it's about the vibe and the energy of that space. You know, people must walk past and go, ooh, I want to be inside there. I want to do something inside there. That looks like a space that I could represent myself in well. And I think that's, you know, that's important. You want guys to come across and go, oh, yes, that's me. I can do that. Let's be there.
And looking at choosing furniture, it's because very often a design aesthetic, well, depending on the approach you choose, can be quite stark and clean and Swedish, or it can be British, over padded and stuffed in that sense, like a, you know, the old drawing room or the gentleman's club.
Yeah.
Or it could have that kind of plastic American glitter feel. What do you see for life and style? I'm scared to ask.
I think it's got to be relatable to the guys that are around in Bolito, and it needs to be something that does feel like home and can be comfortable. Soft and...
Like tackies.
Like tackies.
Slip-slops.
Yeah, like a comfortable environment. I mean, you don't want to walk into a heavy wood space with green leather Chesterfield couches and feel like you've got to be an academic of masses sorts to be able to speak in that space. You know, you wanted to walk in and feel like, okay, I can sit down on this comfy couch. Maybe there's a bit of color. You know, it's comfortable. It looks like home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an interesting observation because ultimately the nature of what we do crosses huge boundaries. You know, the subject matter that we often find ourselves engaged with is vast, from rather dreary political discourse to fun. There's just so much that one has to range between. And it's difficult to set a medium that just says, okay, well, there it is. But clearly you've taken that on board.
Yeah. Again, I just think, you know, it's got to be a comfortable space that people can relate to. Mm. And because there's so much things that you're going to talk about, you can't change that space every single time.
I'm also thinking about acoustics in the form of the problem that is presented to the designer when looking at the space is... You've got fairly high ceilings, although they are artificially dropped panels to bring it down slightly. It's fairly concrete and steel above those dropped panels.
Yeah.
There's a lot of glass.
Yeah.
And the room is of an odd shape.
Yes.
So all of these mitigate against a warm, acoustically neutral, comfortable space to work in, shall we put it this way.
Yeah.
How do you take that on board?
So, you know, these sorts of things, they kind of just fall into habit for me, so it's quite hard sometimes to explain. But yeah, like we were talking about that back panel that we have to have behind us, and I think that would bring in a lot of acoustic value into that. So there's different ways that we can incorporate things, maybe even acoustic panels. Even the furniture itself that we put into the space, we put a rug underfoot so we don't have the tiles below us, and the soft fabrics of the couches, maybe there's some cushions, all of those things will help dampen the reverberation in the space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, taking into consideration lighting, because that's a very important part of your design ethos, is the lighting. Because it's a fairly commercial space in terms of the current lighting setup, and you can't really change that. I mean, that is what it is.
Yeah.
Presumably, one can alter that by switching off those lights, possibly, when one is looking at creating the right kind of atmosphere, and then bringing in alternate lighting. Would you be looking at a movie lighting or video lighting rather than bringing in lamps and spots and, you know, the old Fresnels and Barcans and those sort of things?
I think there's a different way to do it. I think we definitely bring in some lighting into the actual space that you would see on the screen to make that feel quite ambient lighting and attractive. Also to make the people that are going to be on video look attractive as well, right?
I was going to say, that's a very important thing because video lighting is quite different, really, in many ways to general... room lighting,
yes,
or ambient lighting,
yes,
because one is working with skin tones and color temperatures and things like that. So so often you see people that are doing the selfie thing with a beautiful ring light reflected in their eyes that gives them these little donuts in their eyes that look very odd to me. And then you also have a very interesting tonal texture which some of the lighting that you can get commercially for video purposes gives you that lovely peach effect, which doesn't necessarily work on all skin colors or tones. It works on some, but not, you know, some people go very sort of Latin.
Yes.
Others go kind of green, which is not what you're looking for.
They're reflecting the wrong color back.
Well, exactly. So, I mean, these are all things that have to be taken into consideration. But generally speaking, I would imagine that you are looking at the overview in terms of this is the space and we're creating a picture that paints 1,000 words.
Yeah.
I'm just keen to know what those 1,000 words are. You did the deep dive. You know, it's interesting when you look at a business. I know what we do, and I assume everyone does, but of course that's just crazy because unless you know, you don't know. You know, Drikas. Yeah. Hello, Vietni. What was Vietni? So what did you find out about life and style?
I just found out there was more. I mean, I've been doing this radio show with you for a couple of weeks now, and I'm like, okay, there's radio, and I know there's a magazine. But then when you started talking in the media, I was like, okay, there's more that I need to now go in and see.
I think it's very interesting because we've been in the media space in this part of the world for over 20 years. It's an awfully long time. I can't believe it's gone so fast. I look in the mirror and I do not recognize the face looking back at me much, but I can see familiarity there. I do understand how the company has evolved, but it's evolved as the town or the space, the region has evolved, and it's been the most exciting 20 years of development. I can't think of many places in the country that have developed as fast as the KZN North Coast Bolito node.
Yeah.
It really has been. I took a drive this past weekend to places that have suddenly sprung up. Where did that come from?
Yeah, you know, and it's not stopping.
And it just, I mean, it's almost as if one is living in an accelerated dream, because what was green space a while back now is concrete and steel. Not to everyone's taste necessarily, but it does speak to enormous development. Yeah, we've got huge issues that come with the development, but massive opportunities as well. And the more we talk to people about looking at the indicators about where we are in time and space, we were chatting with Steph Water yesterday from Rainmaker. Their company that has done a deep dive into the property market on the North Coast and looking at the facts for investors. Is this bubble going to burst? Everyone wants to know, because we've got electricity issues, we've got water issues, we've got municipal issues, we've got political issues. But hey, 200 families on average keep arriving every month, unpacking their hooters and setting up shop. 200
sure.
families, not 200 people.
Yeah.
They all got to go to school. They've all got to eat and they've got to wear clothes and they've got to be entertained and they've got to be
crazy.
And it's bringing the economy just, it's, there is this, not artificial, it's real, the real growth. And we reflect that by the offers that we bring to the table. We were in the, shall we say, newsprint space, not newspaper space, newsprint, because we wanted to get lots of copies out to lots of people. And we discovered during COVID that that wasn't going to be an option. I think a lot of people did. So we reinvented, went into this magazine space, then we realized we could take Brand Bolito to a much bigger market, a market that's looking inward here at opportunities.
Yeah.
So we've been outward bound from Bolito onto the planes, the SAA, into the airport lounges, into the very posh spaces in Cape Town and Joburg and here. That magazine just keeps shooting out the lights. It gets stronger each issue. The radio station has just grown in terms of listener content. Online, you can see the figures. RF, no one knows. Anyone that tells you they know exactly how many people are listening to a radio show is telling you fibs.
Yeah. How do you measure that?
Well, you can't. I mean, I come from the big world of Radio 5.5 FM. You know, there were supposedly millions of listeners. You never knew exactly. There could be one. Maybe my mother was listening to me late at night. But this is the thing. It's all to do with how effective the medium is in terms of its entertainment value, in terms of its information content, and most important for us, in terms of return on investment for our advertisers. And, you know, we did this thing yesterday looking at our advertisers. Many of our advertisers have been with us for as long as we've been going. Especially on radio. We've been 10 years on radio. Many of our advertisers have been with us for 10 years. Why would they stay? Unless it was working like a clockwork, like a charm.
Yes.
And that's the best business to be in, where it's a win-win, you know?
Yeah.
You come with us, we're going to make your business shine. That's what we're going to do for you, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Thanks so much.
And you're going to do for us.
Yes.
You see.
We're going to say, put all that you just said into an interior to just say that to everybody else.
So this is why we love doing business with good people. Good businesses doing business together is a win-win proposition. And Paige Woplington with Redesign Interiors is looking into that kind of partnership with us. And we're delighted, by the way, to see what the future holds. And certainly the fact that you have... How long have you been on radio now? This is, must be your fifth show, I think.
Fifth or sixth year, somewhere around there.
Becoming is it becoming less intimidating?
Yes, it is.
I'm so glad, because that's the best way to be. And then we leave it for today, but this will be up as a podcast. So if you joined us late and wonder what the conversation was all about, you'll be able to catch it on demand, free on our apps or our website. My very special guest this morning, Paige Woplington from Redesign Interiors. Happier by design.